Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old broads. Kay, I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how you doing?
Just great, just dandy.
Well, guys, we can see each other because we are on Crappens On Demand today doing a video recap. So if you want to watch these instead of just hearing them, we do a couple of weeks. So go over to, you can find all of the links I'm about to talk about at watchwhatcrappens.com. Okay, that's the central location for everything you need in your life. We've got our Patreon links there. Sign up for the Crappens On Demand level. We've got links to our shop where you can buy tons of face masks. We've got face mask galore. We've got a Carl face mask from Summer House. You'll grab by the way. And we've got a what is the Luann one?
Be masked. Don't be all unmasked.
Some Sheena ones, some Lisa Rinna ones. So go over there. You can find that link at crappensmerch.com or our website. And today, here we are with some Selling Sunset. Bueller's right behind me. I'm like the good little angel on my shoulder.
He's so cute. He's asleep right over your shoulder. I'm assuming he's not in his little bed. That's what pets do. They don't sleep in their beds.
Yeah, I put the bed even on the couch, and he's still wants to, maybe he can see himself. Can you see yourself, Bueller? Okay, I won't talk to my dog this whole time. I see the dog enough, people.
Oh, yes. Selling Sansa.
Well, actually, before we start, let's do some shout-outs for small businesses because we are still in the time of Mr. COVID. So yes. Let's give some shout-outs to all of you struggling to make it out there in this crazy time. This is a Black-owned business. This comes from Tanya. This is called CPK Essentials. They sell natural skincare and apothecary. They also promote local Black-owned business in their store, including Tanya G Jewelry LLC. The website is CPK Shea, S-H-E-A. So CPKShea.com. And they're located in Westland, Missouri. No. What is MI? Michigan. Sorry. Mm-hmm. It took me a second there. Not the brightest brain on the block, all right?
I got that made me think of California Pizza Kitchen. I got hungry. I've got one from Katie Myers. She says she has a side hustle called Katie Myers Designs in Decatur, Illinois. And this is, I mean, talk about perfect for Bueller. She says she draws digital pet illustrations and has them printed on paper to frame or on mugs or on pillows. Katie says, I find so much joy in drawing customer pets. I've even held fundraisers to raise money for local animal shelters. And she also would love to, by the way, send a print of Bueller. Oh, my God.
What?
So go check out her website, KatieMyersDesigns.com. And the Myers, it's Katie, K-A-T-I-E, Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, Designs. All one word, KatieMyersDesigns.com. And get yourself some cute pet illustrations. That's awesome. I love that.
Do it. All right. Let's go over to Selling Sunset. This episode.
Let's give another business shout out to the Oppenheimer Group. Yeah.
They need it. They totally need it, guys.
Yeah.
This episode, for those of you following along at home, is on Netflix, and it's episode 204, season 2, episode 4.
And my mistake, it's the Oppenheim Group, not the Oppenheimer Group. I think I've been adding the ER this entire time. Wow. So is everything cool between you and the Oppenheim since you said Oppenheimer by accident, Ronnie? Is everything cool between you guys now?
I don't know. We're going to have to talk about it some more because I'm going to table it for now. But right now I have one thing to say to you. Hi.
Do you want to go to Chit Chat and order a macadamia?
This episode is called The Red Engagement Party, which is pretty funny.
That is funny. By the way, I rewatched the scene from last week, or the last episode, I should say, of when Davina and Heather went to coffee, and Davina ordered the macadamia thing, and Heather was like, she's like, is that coffee? And Davina goes, Yeah, just a little bit.
Davina's pride in ordering, when she looked at everybody else to order the macadamia milk, she's like, macadamia?
I'm like, whoa. She's like, yeah. I just won that one. Yeah.
The cool girls like me now. Macadamia. Yeah.
So let's go to Malibu. Shall we do that? Let's go to Malibu. So we're in Malibu. The girls are arriving in a convertible. And I think it's Mary, Amanza, and Chriselle, and they show up to this crazy in a, to me, a crazy in a bad way house. And like, oh my God, it's so pretty. It's so pretty.
It's so pretty. And Mary's like, I've been having a terrible time booking a place for our wedding venue, but another real estate agent, Sean, offered me a $35 million house in Malibu. So if I get this, it would be epic.
Epic. So this guy, Sean, we already saw him earlier this season when Jason took Amanza on like a test run of like what she should be looking for on a listing. It was this guy, Sean, the guy who had the Alan Alda voice. He's like, all right, my name's Sean. I got my collar's open. I got balding. And like, I'm going to talk at you. I'm going to talk on my phone. No one's on the phone. I'm just going to talk on the phone because I'm just like a busy real estate agent right now. So yeah, I'm going to take this call. I'll be upstairs. I'm taking this call.
Yeah, this is the asshole who's constantly on his phone to prove how important he is. Like we've all seen him. He's at every restaurant in every mall, especially in L.A. And Mary's like, you know, like a lot of people have second homes and these guys, I mean, they're just not always here. So like constantly being shocked, you know, like like little tiny shocks on Mary.
This is not a house that's suitable for Mary. First of all, it's cliffside, so she could fall over at any moment. And second of all, there's all sorts of little steps and cobblestones. I mean, it is like a full-on hazard for Mary. She will bruise herself. She has to be careful in this house.
Yeah, a lot of tiles, you know, those big clay tiles.
A lot of furniture and like poles, and it's dangerous for Mary.
Also, listen, I'm saying this as a poorer person, okay? This house is fug, okay? The design it's of fug. This house is completely fug. It looks like an Olive Garden, like the faux paint, the faux finishes on the inside. It is ugly, okay? You're getting a divorce probably because you're living in this hideous, crazy house, okay? Oh, spoiler alert.
It is a like, terrible house, and we actually see from some of the aerial shots that it's sort of like at the bottom of a big cliff. It's like it's on a cliff, but it's at the bottom of a larger cliff, and it's like it's so appropriate. This house looks like it fell off a cliff and landed on another cliff, and then no one bothered to pick it up and fix it. They're like, ugh, it's just down there. It's like, you know, when you a frisbee on someone else's roof, you're like, well, the frisbee's gone. It's like, the house... It fell onto another cliff. We'll just leave it there and someone throw a wedding in it or something, you know?
Yeah. So Amanda sees a dolphin and Sean's like, oh, yeah, the wildlife is crazy here.
Yeah, sometimes there's like a lion or a cheetah or sometimes a bald eagles. They just come and roost there. The wildlife is crazy in this house. By the way, the house is also called Il Pelicano, which I think is just such a pretentious name. First of all, you're not in Italy, so you don't have to name your house Ill anything. Yeah. Second of all, the Pelican, really, the Pelican. I mean, who wants a house that's going to remind you? I mean, I do enjoy a Pelican. They're adorable. But I don't think I want my house to connote like a big, giant gullet.
It's an ugly bird. It's an ugly bird. Can we just say it's an ugly bird, okay? It's
unless they're in cartoon form, they're ugly.
Yes, and do pelicans stand on one leg or are those?
Those are flamingos.
Oh, okay. Because I was worried for Mary. I was like, you do not need Mary standing on one leg in those heels, okay?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think I like the idea of pelicans. Listen, I loved when I saw that at the end of Jurassic Park when that pelican was flying free and reminding us all about evolution. Potent symbology there, okay? But that's not a word, symbology, but it's potent, whatever
it is. I don't like pelicans because there was a restaurant in El Paso where I grew up called Pelicans, and I was a food delivery driver. It was like basically before DoorDash back in the day. Some guy tried it, and it ended up being the best idea ever. He would be a billionaire right now. But it was, I forget what it was called, but I used to work there, and I was like 15 or something. And so I would go to restaurants and pick up the order. So I would run inside, get the order, and come back out. And there's like a hill and pelicans, and I left my car there, and it rolled into the street. And I lost my first car that way. So I'm traumatized by pelicans. Hate it. Hate the name for your venue. It's bad juju.
Wow. Bad juju. We don't want – listen – just don't name your house after a pelican. It's just not necessary. Or like, don't do it in Italian also. It's so pretentious for such an ugly house. I think if the house were prettier, I'd be okay with it. But it's already an ugly house, and it's trying to be like, we're such a cool house. And like, you're not a cool house. And then you think you're even cooler because you're called Il Pelicano or whatever.
Yeah,
pelicans. I reject it.
So Mary's like trying to get the girls into it.
Sorry, that was not a brief account about pelicans or a pelican brief, if you will. Okay,
do whatever you want. So Mary's showing the girls the house. She's like, girls, could you imagine? I mean, all of us just like standing around. It's like, wow, high goals for your wedding, Mary.
You guys, they would all be standing next to each other. It was like so cramped, that deck. And like, even though they're like, wow, this deck, it like keeps going. Like, yes, it keeps going, but it's also so narrow. All your guests will have be such a pain in the ass to maneuver around that with like waiters, with pass hors d'oeuvres. Failure.
And Sean is so LA. He's like, oh, I mean, come on. It's not just this. I mean, the neighbors you'll have here. You've got Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. And look, there's Lady Gaga right up there. Like, how did we go from Flea for the Red Hot Chili Peppers to Lady Gaga?
What the fuck does that matter
at your wedding anyway?
Hey, there's the lead singer from Faith No More. Yeah, he actually has a guest house up there. And remember that band, D-Light? Remember them? Yeah, someone who once went to one of their shows, they actually have a house down that way. So it's pretty cool, I would say.
So Mary's like, well, you know, the thing is, I wanted a destination wedding so much, but like logistically, like it's just not possible. So like, and Christelle's like, but you're like already on vacation. I was like, is she? Is that why she's dressed like a clown? She's wearing like a clown sailor suit. It's like if clowns decided to do anything goes. I don't know what's going on with Mary.
if she's ready for the Pelican production of Anything Goes. So yeah. She's like, yeah, what I thought was funny is Mary's like, you know, I wanted a destination so much. And like, unfortunately, it's like not going to happen. But like when I'm here, I feel like I'm on vacation now. And then Chriselle's like, that's exactly how ours felt. Because like when I was in Malibu, it was like a destination without it needing to be a destination because it feels like you're on a destination. I'm like, that's exactly what Mary just said, Chriselle.
Yeah, but Chriselle's one of those girls who every time you say anything about your wedding, she has to say something about her wedding too. And I actually like Chriselle, but
yes,
it's hard not to be like, oh, really, Chriselle? Tell us more about your perfect wedding. Tell us more, Chriselle. Okay.
The man says like, I actually got married in Indiana, and I don't think Mary wants to relive that one, am I right? And so Mary is like, I really don't want to go back to that memory. Oh. And then Amanda's like, so Mary got food poisoning, and she's like, she'd eaten something like sauce the night before, and she had to leave like halfway through the receptions because she was like literally shitting and hurling her brains out like all over the wedding cake. It was disgusting.
And Chriselle's like, oh my God, now we just got to get your dress. You know, my dress. And Mansa's like, and guest list? You have the guest list? Because we need to do the guest list too. And Mary's like, well, I talked to Iceberg last night and he's like adamant, but like, you know, I'm not going to let Davina come between me and my marriage. So like, we're happy. We're happy. I mean, we're getting married, guys. We're happy, guys. Like, we're getting married. We're happy. It's like, Mary, you're going to twitch yourself right off the edge of the fucking balcony, okay? Which is trying to convince people how happy you are.
I know. Lady Gaga's going to like write a song about a woman who fell to her death beneath her house. So she's basically like, yeah, I'm not gonna let Davina come between us. And I'm just like, I haven't said anything yet because I'm just sort of like holding out hope that like all this time Romaine was saying DeVito, like Danny DeVito's not coming because I can't understand him half the time. So let's hope it works out.
Chriselle's like, just rip the Band-Aid off and tell her. Oh God, as a kid, I wish I could rip the Band-Aids off, but we didn't have any. My dad would just put newspaper over my cuts and say, go to school, stupid.
I was the kid with smelly newspaper Band-Aids. So, and then Amanda, it's so funny because they all are like, Davina's like garbage to them. Like they don't even take her seriously. Amanda's like, well, can't you just like come and to this? I mean, this place is so big, you wouldn't even see her. Just like stick around on the balconies up there. Like she's not like a boss.
give her. What do you call those? Binoculars. Give her some like binoculars. Opera dogs.
Yeah. Can you just like stick her up there or something and plug her in? I don't know.
And Mary's like, oh my God, this fight with Davina is like causing a strain in my relationship. I'm like. Your husband is causing a strain in your relationship. Do not marry this fucking guy, okay? This is not going to end well.
Yeah, this is not going to be the last time this happens. So enjoy it. And he's probably going to cheat on you. So now it's like, Sailing Sunset.
Boom. Trials like a movie. Boom.
You so chewed me up. You took me for granted. You couldn't see what I could do. But I'm a fighter and I'm feeling you.
Beautiful. So that was some classic Trixie. Trixie's on fire with this show. On fire. I was sad that we didn't get the Halloween song this week. We had it 2 weeks in a row. Where it was like, I'm hot like Halloween. So you know which song I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So now Chriselle's at she's at like an open house or something. So she's like chopping pillows, getting it all ready and everything. And up comes the driveway. There's a yellow Lambo SUV, and out comes Christine in like a hot pink dress. Has like this a little tiny Balenciaga tag on the shoulder that I could not stop staring at the entire scene. It was driving me nuts. I know it was intentional, and that's what I hated about it even more.
She's in so many shades of pink, I can't right now. My eyes were just straining, like trying to like, because you know I'm gay, so I'm like trying to name all the kind of pink. So I'm like, what is this, a fucking pop quiz? Okay, I'm gay. Sorry, go. Stop. I thought you were gonna say something.
I thought you were gonna say something.
I was, but it's good that you stopped it. So
looks like basically a slutty Pepto-Bismol bottle coming up the driveway. Essentially.
Yeah, just so many different shades. So Christine's like, she brings clients over and she's like, oh my God, I want you to meet Max and Stephanie. They've been looking for a family-friendly home. Losers!
And then Trixie starts up again. She's like, want to see me level up, level up, level, level, level up, level up, level up, level. I'm like, okay, Trixie, relax. We just like walked in the house. Okay, we're in the valley.
Because it's LA and people say things like, oh my God, it's a yard. Level up, level up, level,
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 level, level up.
Like a yard is fairly. My dog just left, by the way. He's like, you know what? Fuck you both. like
this
having
is like
a yard.
My dream house.
Yeah, having a yard is like. Well, a yard? Wow! Hey, there's not someone pooping on your sidewalk. It's definitely worth at least 12 mil.
Yeah. So, this couple, we've seen them before. So now they're just like walking around. They're touring, and but there's also a dog that's barking next door. And Chriselle is like very worried that that's going to cost like the sale. And so, but it's okay. It seems like it's okay. So then they go on this tour, and then they come back. Christine's like, so what'd you think? Did you love it? Did you love it? Did you love, isn't it great that there's like a dog barking next door? It just makes you feel homey for children, right? Did you love it? Did you love it?
And Chriselle,
I would just like run out of there at that
Chriselle's
point.
Chriselle's doing that thing where she's trying to sell to you by making you imagine yourself in the house. She's like, do you want to see outside where you'll be laying with your kids? Like, we know what outside is, Chriselle, okay? And then Christine walks out and she goes, look, there's your views. Look at the views. There's views for you, Max. You said you wanted views. And then she tells us, she's like, oh, valley views.
Ew. It's like comparing Coors Light to Dom Perignon. It's like totally different.
She calls it Dom Perignon.
Dom Perignon. This, and then she goes back to, do you guys love it? Do you guys, I love it for you. Like, I really, I love this house for you. Okay. Do you love it that much? Okay. What if we put in a casual zebra? Okay.
And Chriselle's like, oh, look, they did artificial grass. So it will always look perfect. I'm like, is that supposed to be a selling point? Who wants to live on a putt-putt? You know?
I wouldn't mind a putt-putt, of course.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. So then they leave. They're like, oh God, get us out of here. And Christine's like, I think they really liked the house. I mean, I think they really, really liked it. Oh my God.
She goes, yeah, I could totally tell. And Chriselle's like, fingers crossed. And she's like, can you believe this? Us working together after last year? It's crazy.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And I'm like, out of my mind trying to plan the engagement party. I'm like so stressed. I mean, well, actually, I'm not stressed at all. I'm just my party planner stressed. I mean, well, someone down the line, some poor person stressed right now. So,
and it makes me stress when people are stressed. I mean, how hard is it to get a Cirque du Soleil cast on a plane? I mean, they bend, put them in the overhead compartments. Am I right? It shouldn't be that hard.
She's like, you know what? It's so Chriselle's like, you know, yeah, they should. They start talking about Mary. Like, this is why Mary is stressed, because she's not delegating anything. She's planning everything by herself. And she keeps dropping all those bridal magazines. Poor thing. Can't stand up straight.
I mean, poor Mary. And I mean, poor Mary. Just can't find anything to book for free. And Chriselle's like, yeah, I know. It must be hard marrying poor people. I mean, that's why Romaine is so stressed, you know? And, you know, mad about Davina suggesting he's poor, because he's poor. Poor people hate being called poor.
Okay. Yeah. And then they're like, we're just so shocked that Romaine would behave, like, remember at the party when he said that stuff? Like, I'm so shocked that he would behave that way. And he just always seems so happy-go-lucky. And then, like, Christine just, like, swivels off the couch. And Chrishell's like, huh? What? What's happening?
And she starts popping up, like, doing a little show imitating Romaine. It's like, you're not coming. You're not coming to my wedding. You're not coming to my wedding. No.
No Davina. No Davina. Which was actually pretty accurate.
It was. It was an actually really good impersonation. And she's like, we were like, what is he talking about? And Chrishell's like, okay. So, anyway, what are you... Oh, no. She goes, so, what about your party? Like, what are you doing for yours? And Christine's like, so, in my mind, picture Britney Spears, like, boy video, like, the zebras. And she goes, are you having zebra skins? Please, you can't have zebra skins and zebras, because I feel like you're the kind of person to feed a chicken to a chicken.
No. We're just gonna be like, it'll be like LED lights and then like a table and then a zebra and then like the zebras are just like hanging out and they're just like there for a good time. So like, you know, like something like that, you know.
She's like, that zebra got paid as fuck though, okay? He's like got a Roth account and a CD. Like that zebra is rolling around in the dough, like literally.
Like literally that zebra would have no trouble finding a wedding venue because that zebra has actual money. Like that zebra is, like, getting a real ring for it, the zebra fiancé.
And she's like, did Christian give you a budget for this? And she goes, oh, hell no! And she tells us he likes buying me things. Like, that's, like, his love language. So sometimes I go into his wallet while he's sleeping, and, like, I take a picture of his Amex, and then he has alerts on his phone. So I have my Louis Vuitton rep on speed dial, and while he's sleeping I have her buy a purse and then I delete the notification while he sleeps. Some people call it fraud, I call it love, whatever.
Sort of like the motto for Los Angeles.
Yeah, I mean, if you're with somebody that rich who doesn't know a Louis Vuitton coming out of his black card, I say nail him down. Yeah, girl,
yeah, hit him up style. So then, so Chrishell, are you coming to my zebra liberation party or what? And Chrishell's like, so about that, I wanted to talk to you about that. So I love that you and I've gotten to like where we can work together and share a client together and like talk about zebras together. And it's like not awkward, but I also feel like it's inappropriate for me to be there. So I respectfully decline because it just feels too soon. So I won't go now.
No. So weird. And she's like, well, don't you think it would be more awkward like not coming?
Yeah. And basically Chrishell is like, look, I'm like, so you know, I said like I'm cool to be friends with you, but like with a wall up, like basically like I would like our friendship to be like I put on a hazmat suit, like an emotional hazmat suit, and I keep you that far away and never really let you in because you're basically a toxic person and like I don't want your toxicity in me. So if I go to your party, I'm basically poisoning myself with you, and that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Chrishell definitely watches The Bachelor, because on that show, you just say walls, like, I have walls up. Well, how do I get your walls down? Then you spend the season like, oh my god, is he getting my walls down? Maybe he's getting my walls down. And then if they think they're going to make it to the finals, they go, oh my god, I have to tell you something. You brought my walls down, and now I'm in love with you. Not I love you, I'm in love with you. And then they say, okay, you make it to the finals. And then if you want to get all the way to the finals, you say, I love you now. Like, it's all these steps you have to take. So Chrishell's like, you are not getting walls down on episode 4. No. Okay, bitch?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Yeah.
So Christine's basically like, she's like, well, obviously I'm shocked. And I didn't realize we're on such different pages. And obviously my feelings are hurt. But to be fair, I wasn't really listening to you because I was just buying another Louis Vuitton bag real quickly. So what was that you said? Thanks.
And Chrishell's like, well, I don't want to hurt your feelings. It just seems disingenuous. And she's like, disingenuous for me to invite you? I was like, no, for me to come. It would be just disingenuous. And she's like, oh my god, disingenuous. I'm not
I don't
sure
want to
what
be disingenuous.
Yeah,
like, are you sure saying I'm not smart? No, I'm not saying disgenius. I'm saying no. Like it just feels like I haven't met Christian before, and like he'd be like, "Oh, there's that girl who like hated you," but then all of a sudden she's at my party, and it just feels like weird. And I also have a husband, so I think I'd rather be with him right now. So I don't know.
Yeah, and she's like, well, I don't hate anyone. Okay, I hate a few people, but not you. And she's like, yeah, but I hated you, so, like, baby steps. That's just so weird. Just go to the fucking party.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferelio, it's Lindsay Ferelio.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So now we're in Sunset Plaza at another listing that Mary is having. And I'm sure you saw this, but that we see Mary putting like some papers on a table, and Mary like does a full Mary lurch bob. She's like, she puts the papers down. It's like, how did you trip while you were standing still, Mary?
Wow. A 4-bedroom, 2-bath, $32 million. Did I write this down right?
Oh, was it 32 million?
Or maybe it's 3.2 million or something.
Something
that
like
sounds
that.
More all, right.
All I know is that they showed a house in the hills that was like, at one point they showed a house in the hills that was like 2.5 million. And there's a house around the corner from me, and I'm not in the hills, and it's going for 2.3 million.
Whoa.
So that just shows the bullshit of the LA market. Like, there's no reason that the house around the corner from me should be 2.3 million.
That is
fuck
crazy.
Crazy.
So Mary tells us that her clients bought this place as a flip, and it was a bank-owned property. And she's going to show Chris, who's looking for an investment property, this one. It could be perfect.
So Chris walks in the door, and like Mary's like futzing with something outside. And so he walks up to Mary, and she turns around, she's like, ah!
He's like, oh, hi.
She's like, I didn't see you there.
And then Jason comes in mumbling. He's like, oh, I brought somebody too. I brought a girl here. Hope you don't mind, Mary. It's okay.
I brought Tarsaline Dion mixed with some Laura Benanti. All right. Hi. All right. We're going to just show some of the house around. All right. Like, okay. So we got stairs. We got floor. This got walls. The walls are made of wall material. It's a ceiling. And so let's come over here.
And the lady that he's showing around has like this weird tight face.
Yes.
And she goes, hello, Mary. Mary's like,
Amel. Mary's like, well, yeah. I didn't realize that Jason would be showing up here, but to be fair, I also didn't realize that my client was right behind my back this entire time. Whoa!
So they're talking over each other as they try and show their prospective clients this place.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jason's like, you know, they paid 1.2, they spent 200 on holding costs. Like, I could see where this million went. You know, they got like a three just to get it. You know, that girl's got a
God, it's really hard for me to think for myself while that droning voice is going on. Anyway,
you're gonna love it.
Doorways, I can't find the venue. I'm not even sure what I'm saying. I have to have this conversation with Nina right now. Sorry, I'm not focusing on the house. I'm distracted right now.
So this lady, Amel's like, well, as long as we get a good interest rate. All right.
So basically, Amel and Michael, Chris, they both want to get the place as an investment to rent it out. So kind of fucked up, I think, that Jason would crash Mary's listing with a client who wants the same thing. I guess maybe on the one, maybe it'll cause him to bid up higher, but that's potentially like fucking Mary out of a deal. So,
yeah, I'm not sure how that works because it's his company. So I guess they're all his listings, but who knows?
Yeah, I guess so.
So he's like, come on, Mary, like you're asking for too much money. It's right on the street. And she's like, it's Sunset Plaza. Everything's right on the street, which is so true. I mean, you just heard Chriselle get so excited about a yard. Okay.
Yeah,
that shit doesn't even happen in the hills at all. Okay.
Well, as far as I can see, I don't see any TVs in the floor. So why are we even like that's like taking
$5. Yeah, you should take $5.
Yeah. There's no TV
dump.
In the floor. There's no point in even being here.
No Edison bulbs? All right, that's it. $2, right? You're down to $2 now.
Listen, it's totally embarrassing to take an offer under $3 million for the client. And it's not just me. It's like embarrassing to the company, okay? It's like, you know, they keep on talking about what's embarrassing to the company. I'm like, how many times do I have to remind you? You're on a reality show right now.
Yeah. So he's like, you know what? We'll deal with our clients. And, you know, you deal with your client and I'll deal with mine. She goes, you know what we're going to do? You deal with your client, and I'm going to deal with my client. It's like, he just said that.
Yeah. Listen, don't stress me out anymore, okay? I'm like at my wit's end, okay? This wedding is costing me so much money. Costing me so much money because, I mean, it's costing Romaine so much money because he pays for all the bills, not me. It's costing Romaine so much. Just saying that on public record, Romaine. I did not say it's costing me money.
It's like, oh, this wedding talk. I'm getting a rash. Oh, commitment. I'm just a guy. So then we get a doctor song. I don't know. This is doctor song. Make it what you will. And then
before that, though, Mary starts saying Mary has this weird monologue where she's like, ah! And he's like, hey, don't yell at me, yell at Romaine. And she goes, no, I want to get married. I want him to be happy. I want him to be happy. And like, I don't want to be mean. I don't want him to think that I don't want to marry him. I don't want him to think that I don't want to marry him at all. Like I totally want to marry him. Like 1,000%. I want to marry him. Like I'm not trying
to
say this.
We're happy.
We're so happy.
We're happy.
In fact, I'm pretty sure if I say it one more time, it then becomes official. So, We're officially happy.
So we go to another house. This one's 25 mil under construction. And it's the one that Brett and Maya went to look that's still a big plot of dirt.
Yeah. And Maya's like, oh, it looks so much different than last time.
She's like, how big is this basement? And he's like, the biggest in Beverly Hills, of course. And he's like, you know what? Only 1 week a month they let us take out dirt from this place. So then we just sit on our hands the rest of the time.
What do you do with all that dirt, huh? What do you do with all that dirt?
You take it to Jason's house?
Dirt to Jason?
I'm kidding. Last time we were here, I was telling you I'm pregnant. And he's like, yeah, and you had a baby since last time we were here, and all we did was build a big hole, you know?
Can you play musical chairs but with dirt? Musical dirts? Hey, let's play musical
game.
Darts.
That's a fun game, that one.
It's a fun game. Musical darts. You run around dirt and you say, I want to sit on that dirt. But there's enough dirt here that we can all sit down, so.
He's like, all right, here's a quiz. What do you call shovel ready? She's like, RTI? See, I learn while I'm pregnant. Whoops, I cannot break ankle. Because she's like tripping. She's like, I cannot break ankle. I'm mom now.
So what we're going to do here, this is going to be the biggest basement in the Hollywood Hills, and we've decided to go on from televisions in the floor. We're going to put a tree, and there's going to be a tree in the basement. It's like a tree grows in Brooklyn, but it's called a tree grows in basement, and we'll put it right there.
Yeah, oh. So you're not going to be included in this, basically, at all. Just wanted to show it to you again, but you're not part of this. All right, we'll find another deal for you. And she's like, what the heck? I'm disappointed because he takes me to this tour. I thought he'd make me co-list, but it's to brag he make money? No more musical chairs with that guy.
No musical darts. No, we not do that. So now it's Amanza's first open house. So it's her first solo open house. And she has dressed for the occasion by wearing some crazy shoes. Like, it was like The Matrix meets Hollywood Boulevard. I couldn't really make any sense of it.
Yeah, it's like leather, this like leather skirt and like lace. And she's just trying to plug in a lamp. You know, the show's so fucking funny. It's like, well, I can't get that to work, so I guess we're just going to pretend that works.
Like, so for any prospective buyers or sellers, please feel free to trust millions of dollars with this woman who does not know how to plug in a map, a lamp. She would try to plug in a map also. So then Trixie just has a stupid, you ain't seen nothing like this, nothing like this, which is funny because she's saying you ain't seen nothing like this. And then Mary shows up in a pink dress that looks exactly like Christine's from earlier.
Yeah.
Except Mary's has like a slash cutout, which it's probably not part of the design. Mary just probably like tore it, Jane off the hanger. Like, ugh. Okay. All right. Hanger's almost out. Oh no, it's caught. Okay. Just made another cutout.
And this is, I think, the truest scene ever, because you see what really comes in off the street at an open house. This guy's like, hey, I just want to look at the, place. Love this bathroom. Like, sir, you're pinging on the floor. Yeah.
Yeah, a guy named Charlie shows up, and he's like, he looks bored. He looks like someone dared him to go up into the Hollywood Hills and do an open house. He's like, hi, I'm Charlie. Yeah, I'm looking to buy. So can I like look around? Okay. And the only good, but it's worth it because at one point he goes off to look, and then Mary and Amanda are talking, and then Charlie comes back out of nowhere and just like walks in between them. He's like, excuse me. Just like this random like Charlie like cameo through the conversation.
So Mary starts testing Amanda. She's like, what's the square footage? I don't know. When was it built? When did it come on the market? Try and plug in that lamp, I dare you. Try.
And then once Amanda's dealing with clients, I don't know if you noticed this, but Mary started doing major Mary shoulder work. She then like was like slinking around the scene going like this. Just like her back was to Amanda, but she craned her neck all the way around her shoulder. Like,
yeah. That's her favorite thing, and it's so funny that she's best friends with Christine, because she's always like looking completely over her shoulder, and Christine's always looking at people sideways like that. They have some weird sideways talking thing going on between the two of them.
I think Mary is trying to will her head to do a 360 swivel. She's like training it. She's like, well, I got pretty far. I've gotten to about 190 degrees. I'm working my way up to 200 degrees by the end of the summer, and then maybe next year I'll be at 360.
So Mary's like, listen, you know, if you don't know the details, there's sheets with the details on them. And Amanda's like, oh, all right, well, I guess we'll just use the sheets. And so she starts passing out the sheets to people as they come in, and she goes, see, I learn.
I learned that if I have a stack of papers at the front of the house, I can actually pick one up and give them to people. And Mary's like, Mary's also doing the Christine lip thing. She's like, so you're gonna hand out the sheets to people, huh? I'm like, what is happening with Mary? She is melting.
Mary just gets crazier with each episode. So then a guy comes in with a little girl, and she's immediately comfortable in Amanda because she loves kids and stuff. And so she's, you know, the kid's not asking her the square footage of anything, which I'm sure helps. And she shows her the koi in the koi pond and basically get rid of them. And meanwhile, what's her buns? Chriselle has come over, you know, to check on her too. And they just like sit there. Mary and Chriselle just like sit there on the couch gossiping while all these people are going through the house.
They do. And then like Amanda sits down with him, and Mary goes, you're doing really well, we've been watching. In case you haven't noticed, the woman who seems to be all back but then also has a face, that's me looking over my shoulder.
Yeah,
been watching.
And Chriselle's like, so what are you gonna do about Heather? Have we talked about Heather yet? What are you gonna do about her? And Amanda's like, oh god, like seriously, what? Do we have to talk about fucking Heather in every scene I show up in?
Seriously. So yeah, basically Amanda's like, I've got bigger things to deal with. I've got like, I may have to pursue full custody with my, you know, with my kids. And excuse me, I just that forced a burp out of me.
Yeah,
so then basically Amanda's baby daddy is missing or just not showing up. And so again, there's something going on there that we don't know what it is, but it's not good. So she's dealing with that.
Yeah. And then dragonflies come in the house, and they're like,
it was basically Brett and Jason, like a flying version of Brett and Jason. How's the open house going?
Yeah, I've got the open house, got some dirt dug up flying, there.
I'm going outside now.
Oh, you know, take off a million.
TV.
I'm rocking like I'm on a boat. I'm really destroying this chair.
You're rocking like Mary. So then Mary gets a call from Sean, the realtor. He's like, so unfortunately, the owners of Il Pelicano, that very fancy and classy house you saw at the bottom of a cliff, well, they're in the midst of a divorce, and, like, the wife was all for the wedding, but the husband's not on the same page, so we can't give you this shitty house, even though it's already shitty enough as it is. And Mary's like, but my wedding's in 5 weeks.
So next up, we're gonna do this. No one can do this like us. And it's the twins are, we're in the office and the twins are both on the phone like, oh yeah, remember when we were dragon fries? That was amazing. Yeah. When we were dragon fries.
Yeah, I like the dragon fly shape. I loved shifter. That was like really cool. Dragon flies, we would fly and buzz around, you know.
Somebody's so Maya's like, look at me, so tired. Every day I wake up 5:30 for baby. And Heather goes, oh, that's the same way I feel having kids now. Honestly, yeah. A mom's job is so hard.
I mean, I love it. I love it, Tarek. That's on camera. I love it. It just doesn't stop. I mean, I feel like a stepmom. I'm not saying I'm going to accelerate this relationship, but I am going to start calling myself a stepmom now. Yes.
And Maya tells us, oh yeah, talk to me when you are trying to run around in 10-inch heels with a baby spit on you. Okay, talk to me then. Okay.
It just makes me realize I don't think I want one of my own. No, I don't think so. No. No, not at all. That's probably because Tarek said he doesn't want to have another kid. So now she's like processing it as, I realize I don't want a kid either. No.
Yeah. Chriselle's like, if anyone gets something in Santa Monica, give me a call. Okay, I have people looking there. And Heather's like, what? I am so out of the loop. Like, I can't even hear what's going on because it's hard raising kids. And I'm just going to shut up in this back desk because I would know what it's like to be a mother. So I'll just be back here.
It's so hard to hear what's going on in the office when you have the burdens of being pretty much a stepmom and you just had a hot chai tea. It's just hard back here. It's hard.
And Christine's like, I'm FaceTiming you because you're all the way in the back of the office, or as Mary would say, the front, because Mary's head's all jerked around to the back all the time.
Oh, look at Mary. She's using the chair for support for her armpit. Okay.
Yeah, Mary, the classic arm on the back of the chair. She did it this entire episode. Every time they showed her, her arm was like on the back of the chair, and she's just kind of sideways looking.
She's like... Yes. So, I mean, she's never more comfortable than when she's in a swivel chair.
Yeah, Mary comes just clunking in. It's like,
barely clearing the door. Like, the door starts closing. She's like,
looking like she's coming down a really stony hill. You know, I'm like,
a hill that was like more steep than she was expecting. So she's having to accelerate her step. Whoa.
And this is so LA too. Brett goes, hey, did Frederick's team get back? And Jason goes, no, they're a Burning Man.
LA. So then all the girls, it's basically like every middle school musical that we ever participated in or went to, where like the principal walks on and then all the kids who only were given one line, they have to be there on the side being like, hey, what's going on? Because Mary comes in, everyone's like, hey, Mary, what's going on? What's going on, Mary? Mary, Mary, what's going on? Hey, Mary, hey. It's like right before Mary's big musical number, you know?
And she's like, our wedding fell through. Our wedding fell through. And Maya's like, what's your options? And she's like, I don't know what to do. I mean, our family members booked planes to come here. I mean, it's less than 5 weeks. I'm torn. I'm torn about it.
Heather goes, they did? Oh, my God. I just know that when Tark and I get married, oh, my God, we'll have to fly in so many people. Thank God no other children for me, because I just couldn't have kids at this point. I just couldn't, being a mama's heart.
It would have been so difficult booking those flights for all of your family if you were a mother. I mean, just juggling Travelocity and babies.
I couldn't. So Mary's like, I'm torn between pushing this wedding back, and like Romaine and I are fighting all the time. And I honestly, I'd rather not do it. I'd rather not do it. And then everyone's like, oh,
no,
Mary,
don't cry, Mary.
Mary's like, I'm not going to cry. I'm just going to do that open finger fan. I'm not going to cry. Mary, no.
And Maya goes, oh, Mary, I think Christine says you're doing joint wedding. This is good, right? Joint wedding, musical weddings. Okay, you Christine's stand like, there, then she does your wedding, then you move, and then you push her out, and you do wedding there.
Musical weddings. Christine's like, or you can always get married at Jason's. I'm just going to pass that ball of toxicity over to Jason now.
And of course, Jason has to make it gross. He's like, hey, there's no consummating the marriage in my house. All right.
Ew, creepy Jason. Jason.
And Mary goes, consummate. What is this word? This is like pooping? They're like, no. And Christine goes, oh, I have that too.
And then Jason's like, well, you know what you should do? You know one thing that we could do? But they're like not listening. And they're like, Mary, Mary. And then Brett's like, one at a time. My brother's trying to talk. But they're just like fully ignoring him. And so now they're getting like mad. Like the little emperors are mad now, you know? So they're like, so they're like huffing and puffing over there. And then Heather has this great idea. She's like, you could do a big restaurant and like rent out a room. Yeah. Oh, great. Great idea, Heather. I'm sure they had not thought about that at all over the past 3 weeks or 3 months of wedding planning, a restaurant with a room.
Mary is just looking for some free shit. Okay. That's basically what's going on here. Cause she could have had a place in 2 seconds.
And then Christine goes, what about a big reception party? Like, I'm pretty sure that's what they're trying to book.
So Jason's like, oh, I'm going to text Lizzie. Lizzie, any ideas for Mary's wedding venue? I put a bug in her ear. I did it. And Chriselle's like, you know, Ishiti, rent a yacht. Yeah, that's where I first realized I was going to become a mother, on a yacht. And now I am a mother.
And then Christine goes, get a hotel or a restaurant. Like, these are like the most basic suggestions. I'm like, I'm pretty sure they've looked at these options. Here's what you should do. Find a structure that has 4 walls and electric outlets. You're set.
And Heather goes, you're set. Disneyland, right? Or is that the mother in me talking?
Have you considered the play place at McDonald's? Oh, sorry. I just have these mothering instincts now. It's so hard.
So Chriselle's like, Chriselle goes, well, maybe it won't be a problem after all with Davina because we'll all be disinvited.
I love when Chriselle randomly has a savage moment.
She is. She's so Southern because she says everything with that huge smile, but half of it's like, bitch, what did you just say?
Seriously.
It's always rude.
So while this is all happening, Jason reaches Glizzy, who is Mary's client, by the way. We saw her like last week or something like that. And Mary's like, yeah, she can have the house. And so so Jason's like, hey, Mary, so I got Lizzie on the phone for you. And she's been having some trouble getting the TV out of her floor. Just kidding. She has big news for you. And Lizzie's like, you know, Lizzie's like, we would be honored to have your wedding in our house. We'd be happy. And so Mary is very excited, and everyone starts clapping. Everyone's like, yay, Mary.
And Heather goes, congrats, Mary. And Christine goes, Heather, could you FaceTime that? Because I can't hear you.
And then Maya goes, why are we clapping? What happened?
Someone pooped. Someone's not consummated no more. Very good.
Are we going to a dirt pile now? Are we time to go to the dirt pile?
So now let's go over to Christine's engagement party. She shows up in her Dom outfit for the day. And there's a zebra there just eating all the plants in the venue.
Yeah, Christine looks like a bordello. Like, she doesn't look like she's in bordello style. She looks like the actual bordello itself. Like, she looks like all the bordello decor.
All the rooms.
Dress. Yeah, all the rooms on a dress.
So she's coming up with, Davina and Heather show up.
Yeah.
While Christine is doing her poses with the zebra, she's just basically like,
I'm posing with the zebra. So then, Davina and Heather arrive. This is the first we're seeing of Davina all episode long. For as much conversation as there's been about Davina, she doesn't seem to be invited to like really any events. She's not even in the office. So she's finally appearing. So she walks in and Davina's like, what is happening? what is this party?
I know. And Christine takes Heather and she goes, oh my God, I've got to sit down. My feet are
fucking killing me. And Heather goes, oh my God, those are like stripper shoes. And she goes, I know, right? Thank you.
Thank you so much. Those shoes make you look super slutty. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And Christine's like, I love that there's a casual zebra behind you. I mean, just cash, just chilling.
And then like the party planner who looks sort of, she's sort of like a Teddy Mellencamp type. She walks up and she's like, hey, Christine, big news. Someone, I know this is hard to believe, someone sent you flowers.
You got flowers again, Christine.
You got flowers, Christine.
You got flowers, Christine.
Ooh, I was worried we're going almost a full episode without Christine getting flowers.
I know. I was like, did Christine just send herself flowers again? I mean, Jesus, Christine, does this ever get old?
Yeah, seriously.
But supposedly they're from Chriselle. And Chriselle's like, hope you die in a fire. Hate you, walls up, but have a great party.
And so Christine's like, yeah, at first I was like, my feelings were really hurt that she's not coming. And Heather's like, I didn't know she's not coming. I miss everything when I'm back at the office worrying about being a mother.
Yeah, did she suddenly have children? Because that's hard. And it's, she's like, hard. No, she declined me. She Heisman'd me.
She said Heisman? I thought she said iced me. I wasn't sure what she said.
No, she said Heisman'd me. And I know because I have this show on closed captions. Because it cracks me up. It cracks me up watching what they're really saying. Because something's passed and you just don't even think about it. And you're like, did she just really say? Like that whole macadamia thing. I don't think I would have even caught that had I not seen it. I was like, macadamia.
So Heather goes, I'm sorry, what?
But what does it mean when you Heisman somebody?
I literally don't know.
It's a sports term, right?
I think that Christine was like actually playing Mad Libs with herself. Like she, it was like, oh, there was a blank there, and someone wrote in Heisman. She had to say it.
Heisman to me.
Well, there's the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, is that like, you know, someone who the trophy for the best person in sports who wasn't invited or who refused an invitation to go somewhere? I don't know.
I mean,
Heisman,
I know that like
Urban Dictionary, to get denied in the most firm and unequivocal way. This definition arises from the look of the college football trophy with the player holding his hand out as if...
Oh, yeah, going like this. Yeah, he's like
denying
pushing,
somebody. Like, oh, okay. Well, looky there. You learn something new every day.
Yeah, we learned something. Anyway, as Heather would say, I'm sorry, what?
And she...
What?
What? And Christine's like, yeah, she said disingenuous, whatever that is. Like, I didn't even disingenuous. I don't even know who that is. And Heather's like, sounds like she's putting up a wall.
Like, okay. And then Christine goes, yeah, I'm aware.
She goes, great, like, one, the Heather. Great Wall of China.
I love walls. I love wall humor. Love it. Mm. And Davina's like, well, it's nice that she sent flowers. You know, that's nice. Which is weird that Davina was oddly sort of backing Chriselle.
Unless oh, only for a second. So she can look nice before she throws her under the bus in about 5 minutes. So yeah. Mary and Romaine come in, and Mary's like, it's a zebra.
Wow, there's so much to take in here.
So there's a bunch of mingling and woos. That's what my notes say. Mingling and woos.
Yeah, there's a lot. And Davina's giving like a fake smile to Romaine, which is great. And Jason is wearing this like tacky red velvet blazer. He's like, yeah, I don't really have a lot of opportunities to wear this. So of course, when I found out the theme was red, I was like, I gotta wear it. So yeah, that. I just want you to know that this blazer is also a substitute for my personality right now. So enjoy it.
So the girls are hors d'oeuvres are being passed around, and someone says they're vegetarian, and Maya's
it's
like,
Maya. It's Maya.
Maya goes, no, someone says they're vegetarian, and Maya goes, so are you Presbyterian? And Davina goes, no, that's a religion. Pescatarian, she meant. She's like, oh, this pescatarian, consummated vegetarian, pescatarian, and the Presbyterian.
What is Presbyterian? What is Presbyterian? Huh?
So funny.
I wrote this note. Why did I even write this? It's just so funny with this show because I wrote Christine to Amanza. You look amazing.
We both did the snatch pony.
So
Heather is talking to Chriselle, telling her that No, she's talking to Mary, yeah, saying that Chriselle sent flowers. And Mary's like, baby, yeah, steps. I have babies. We know. We know, Heather. So Heather's like, well, what about Davina? Have you talked to her yet? And Mary's like, well, me and Romain are still fighting about it, even though we're very happy. We're totally happy. And Maya's like, well, you have to say something because everyone else knows. And it's not good Presbyterian of you to just hide things like this.
And by the way, Davina is like a foot away. Like, she's literally like right there. And so Mary's all nervous. So Mary's like, okay, I'm going to do this. Because the other thing is with Mary is she's like, I just don't think that this is not the right time to do it, though. We can all agree, right? This is not, like, do it. So she's like, okay. So she's like, I would never do this at Christine's party, but I have to pull the Band-Aid off. So I'm going to do this. So she pulls Davina aside and she's like, Davina, I feel like absolutely horrible doing this, especially after you introduced me to macadamia milk. But I'm trying everything I can to not do this, but Romain is being adamant that, here, hold on, let me tell you this over the shoulder. It might be easier for me. It might be more comfortable. Romain is being absolutely adamant that he doesn't want you coming to the wedding. I feel horrible, absolutely horrible about it.
It's like, you know, Christine told me, so I'm just so sad that you felt the need to tell all of our friends. And she's like, I didn't say it, Romain did, but she's like, but it makes me look like a clown asshole that you would like do this. Everybody knows, like everybody, like every single person knows. All right, I went to Adnan's house and I was like, okay, we'll sell this for $170 million, and he was like, you're disinvited to the party. I mean,
and Mary's like, I am shocked. I have no idea why Christine would do this. I mean, I'm confused. I'm hurt. I'm angry. I'm a little dizzy, a little wobbly right now. I actually think I just fell over. Am I on the floor or am I still standing? Can anyone tell me? Anyone?
Yeah.
Anyone?
And Mary's like crying. She's like, but I mean, he was drinking. It's like, I can't believe you would do that to me. Like, how could you? And Mary's like, but I have to take the side of my man. She goes, of course, but I just wish that you wouldn't like disrespect me. Like, I wish that he wouldn't disrespect me.
And then Davina's like, okay, so she does this thing where she like picks her head up. She's about to go in for the kill, so she picks her head up before asking a question. Then she like drops it down. So she's like, "So is Chriselle coming to the wedding?" Okay, so Chriselle is coming to the wedding. Okay. It just sucks because I'm getting singled out, you know. So yeah, you're basically a bitch. Yeah.
And Mary's like, "Well, I mean, he works so hard to like." For people to say he doesn't work and like he didn't buy me a diamond, like he didn't like that you said that. And she's like, I'm direct, and maybe he didn't like that. And it's like, yeah, he didn't like that, you know. But you know what? It's Christine's party. I'm like, you brought it up. You don't get to say like, oh, okay, I just dropped a bomb on you. Now you can't be mad because we're at a party.
And I kind of loved how Davina was kind of like, she wasn't crying or anything. She was just sort of like, like, fuck you, basically. So then we see Christina and Christian. They make a toast. They're like, Christine's like, guys, can we stop taking photos? This is like not an IG photo session, all right? That was beforehand with the zebra, okay? All right, so come on, guys. Come on, I'm trying to make a speech, okay?
Yeah, and so she gives hers, and I didn't write it down. But then he's like, you know, Christian gets up there, and he's like, I met you in Beverly Hills not even a year ago. Like 2 months ago, right? Something.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I fell in love right away because she wore a red dress. I was like, this is a love story for the ages, okay? And he goes, and literally we were in the car and we just like had instant banter. So like, I love you so much.
This felt really, really special. You don't so get that
she,
too often.
She wore a red dress and she spoke to you. He's like, I'm in. Let's do this.
So then Davina slinks up to Romain and she's like so friendly. She's like, hi, Romain, can I just like talk with you for a second? Okay, great. Can I talk to Romain? Hi, how are you? Okay, I'm just going to brush my hair by my ears, my signature move. Okay, so obviously I heard you didn't want me at your wedding, but I wanted to talk to you directly, sort of the opposite of what you did to me. right? I'm going to be direct with you. And if your feelings are hurt because you're a little bit of a pussy, I guess, and if you're offended by me because see point A about you being a pussy, I just want to know that. So...
And he's like, the point is not even like you telling like, yeah, like I could have told you, but the point is what you said. And I was like, you don't even make any sense, but you're very angry. Like, I'm getting that part. And Davina's like, but first of all, the whole office knows, like, forget my feelings. Like, think about our friends in the office. And he's like, oh, Mary? Mary's your friend? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, oh, okay. So when I got her ring, it doesn't fucking matter what I got. It could have been rubber band.
Like, and she goes, okay, rewind. He's like, I don't know what that means, okay? You should have never made a comment like that. If it's your friend, it's fucking bullshit. She goes, well, if it's fucking bullshit, then why did you get her a real diamond if it's fucking bullshit? He's like, when I gave her the ring, I said, you deserve a diamond, and sometime, somewhere, you will pay for your diamond yourself, okay? And Davina's like, well, so do you think it was like a sensitive situation for you? And like, you took it like a little bit too serious? There's really only one answer to that, by the way. It's called a rhetorical question, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, you're full of shit. Full of shit. And she's like, oh my God, I didn't know he was hypersensitive, like to get in my face a year later. And so she tries it again. She's like, so Chriselle made a comment about the prenup, but that's okay. And he's like, when she asks this question, if you're really her friend, then you know she doesn't spend cent for me. Every time I go out, I pay everything, except all those times on camera where I forget my wallet. And you say to Chriselle, yes, she pays for everything for him. She needs a prenup. This bullshit. And if you don't know the person, you can shut the fuck up and you don't make comment like that. That's it. We're good. And then he like runs off. I was like, what the hell, dude? I don't know what it's like where you grew up, but you don't fucking talk to women like,
no.
What's wrong with you?
No, and you don't, and like, you may think that Davina's a bitch or whatever, but she still works with your fiance and you just get over it. So he storms away, and then Davina is like sitting on this bench, and there's this like fire dancer just like standing there, just like, this is awkward, but I have to continue my set. So I'm just going to twirl this fire in front of Davina's face.
God. And Mary's like, okay, well, you're still alive. Is Davina still alive? And then it just cuts to Davina on the bench, like alone, like looking
and
around.
And let's, by the way, before we wrap this up, can we just also circle back to when Mary was confronting Davina and telling her? Because Mary's like, I feel horrible. And Davina's kind of like, but this is fucked up. Like, why would you like tell everyone before me? And then immediately, pretty much, Mary is like, well, honestly, he works hard. And you made fun of the fact that he works hard. Da, 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 da. I'm like, so you like, you're trying to act like it's so horrible, but you actually kind of are like, you are siding with Romaine, which is fine. He's your man. But like, don't act like you are so like, this is horrible. I'm so sorry. And then like immediately she's like, well, actually, what you said was no, 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 you know?
Yeah. Well, I think they're right to be annoyed with Davina. Like, I can see that. I just don't know. Romaine's scary. Like, I wouldn't marry somebody who talked like that to a woman or my friends. But like, especially like he's this gross.
He's prideful and stubborn, and she seems very scared of him. And she's very concerned about, I just want to make sure he's happy, yada, yada, yada. And, I don't think it's like it doesn't seem like it's a relationship built on mutual respect.
He's mean. He has really mean eyes. Like when he was talking to Mary last week, being just a total asshole, he's just really mean. He has like mean little beady eyes. Not a good man. Run, girl.
Yeah, he's an asshole. So, and that was the end of that.
Listen, Mary, you're in Los Angeles, okay? If you just want a young piece of ass, this is what you do. Walk into a room and just say, I'm a producer. You're done, okay? You're done. Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for being here. Go get your masks over at Crappens Merch. Send us your small business shout-outs to watchwhatcrappens@gmail.com. You know, all that fun stuff. We are officially on break until next Monday. So if you're like, where is Real Housewives of New York? Guess what? It's going to be on Monday, okay? Because we're taking a break.
Great. Hey, everyone have a wonderful long weekend if it's something that you are celebrating. And we'll speak to you next week.
Bye.